from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant with Coach Thomas McDaniel of the Oakland Patriots, and a tough loss last night, Coach, 24-21. I told you before we actually went on air, and I said the first defensive series, things are looking great, and then it kind of went downhill from that point on for quite a bit of the game. But I think you worded it best in the paper. It did almost seem like you were snake bit last night.
Oh, man. You know, the sun came up, or I guess semi came up this morning. But let's see. I got home at 3 o'clock and got up at 6:45, and woke up to see my eight month old walking around, holding onto a toy. So, you know, life is still good for me. I got a lot of things to be thankful for, and I'm learning how to lose with a little bit more humility. And I don't know. It was a very humbling experience last night. I don't take anything away from Laverne. I thought Coach Stevens did an outstanding job of preparing his kids to play us. We did not do a good job. That's my fault 100%. I'm not doing a good enough job. I know it sounds cliche, but that's 100% the way I feel about it. I've got a job to do. I've got a principal that supports me, takes care of me, and I'm doing a job. And, you know, that part is hard for me to swallow because I try to take pride in the way we handle things. But, you know, it was a weird night. I think there's a lot of things that we could discuss about the game. And let me be blunt up front. They're all excuses, you know. I don't care. It's an excuse one way or another. I mean, I hurt all our fans. I get so sick of hearing about referees. It's, you know, we had 12 or 13 penalties. You know, they can't all be on the referees. We had 4 turnovers. Those were not on the referees. We had 21 missed tackles. Last time I checked, that had nothing to do with the officials. So when you add we're not a good enough football team to do the things we're doing right now. Now, that being said, I think we have a chance to have a quality football team still. I think we will take this as a positive and learn from it. I feel like most of our kids – I know that when we left last night as a staff, we were beat down obviously pretty bad. We were tired, and everybody was, you know, just not feeling good about life at 2:30 in the morning. It's easy to understand why. But the positive was we played hard. Our kids play. It's not by lack of effort. It's really not a lack of an attitude. It is us not being fundamentally sound enough in tackling. 21 missed tackles. It's us not being fundamentally sound enough to protect the football. We had a turnover inside our 20. We had a turnover inside their 20. You know, we dropped 2 touchdown passes. We dropped a punt. You know, we muffed a punt that you saw, I'm sure. We threw an interception. And these are all things that we can't overcome unless we're a great football team. And really, even a great football team can't come over all those mistakes. And, you know, we're just – look, I've said from day one, I knew we were going to have ups and downs throughout the season. This is obviously a down point for us. But we can learn from it. And but we've just got – we got 2 seniors playing on offense. You know, our kids are playing hard. We got 2 sophomores starting at wide receiver. Kyle Oliver looks like he's going to end up being a great player one day, but he dropped a touchdown and he had an interception. You know, he had a ball. I don't know if you remember it or not, but we threw a deep ball first play that we went back in on offense after we got some momentum back on defense, and he had a ball taken away from him. He makes a great catch at the end of the game to score to make it 24-21. But he's a sophomore. You know, he's learning on the run. It's not all, you know, it's definitely not all Kyle Oliver. You know, Billy Hunter drops one in the end zone. He's a junior that's not played any. You know, there's just a multitude of things that we can correct, and I don't think it's not from lack of effort. It's just execution, it's fundamentals, and those things I think fall back on coaches. So it'd be different if we laid down. It'd be different if we didn't play hard. We were snake bit. You know, just one of them nights where you could just tell things weren't going the right way for us. And that happened on the first, you know, punt, obviously, after that defensive stand and we fumbled the punt. But it just kind of, you know, it kind of fell apart at times after that.
You made a great point, though, that they continue to play hard, because even in the fourth quarter, they're digging. I mean, they're doing
grinding.
The best they can do in terms of trying to get back in the game. And the onside kick, if it's successful, you've got a real shot. I mean, really. I mean,
oh, yeah,
looking at a positive, making a positive out of a negative, to be honest.
Yeah, but it's the same thing that we did. I mean, different type of game, but it's the same thing we did against Arlington. You know, I think we had I know we had one touchdown called back for a holding penalty. Like I said, we dropped a couple balls in the end zone. We're moving the ball, and we're not finishing drives, whether it be from penalties or turnovers, bogging down, whatever. But we did a lot of good things offensively, but not finishing. And then when our defense – I mean, our defense did some poor things, tackling obviously being the main one. We didn't tackle the tailback very well, in my opinion. We missed 21 tackles. But when we did get them off the field, we weren't in sync on offense, and we had a couple drives that stalled. So, you know, it's like when they scored, we'd match a score at times. But then when we stop them, we can't, you know, get caught up. So,
well, I even had you with an edge in offensive yards. I'm very unofficial now, but
yeah.
I had you at least equal or maybe a little bit more than in offensive yards. So a lot of the drives did get stalled. I think. Coach, when you're talking the inconsistencies of young people that haven't played a lot, like the Olivers and the Hunters, it's kind of hard to kind of
put
it in, you know.
I mean, it's just going to take time, and I think to be honest with you, I don't know. I won't know until maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe even next Friday how we handle this defeat. But a lot of them, I think, were very. You know, now they were devastated after the game, but I think they understand that we still got 7 games to go. There's still a long way to go in this football season. I have told them from day one that we were going to have ups and downs. That, you know, do I think there's certain kids on our team that think they're better than what they are? Heck yeah. You know, we got some that I think they think they're walking tall and they're not doing anything. But a lot of them understand it's going to take some time to get to where we need to get to. And like I said, we're starting 2 seniors on offense. We're starting 4 seniors on defense. But to be honest with you, of those 4 seniors, really only one of them has got any significant playing experience. So we're just young, in almost every spot, to be honest. We're playing like a young football team, and we're not being able to overcome some of the mistakes that we're putting ourselves into. And again, that's penalties, holding, false starts, you know, things like that. That we're sloppy.
You were talking about the defense, and I know, and James was obvious. There were some missed tackles there, but I do remember, and I think it was the third quarter where they held them off, and they had great field position. They held them off a couple of times from scoring, and that was a really, you know, big moment in the game.
It was huge. We had a couple of times where we stopped them defensively. I don't blame, definitely don't blame this game on our defense. I think, again, when you look at it, the first score, we dropped the punt. So we gave it to them inside the 30. So they had a short field and scored. And that was after, I believe, 2 pass interference calls.
Right.
All right. Or there was 1 pass interference call and 1. No, there were 2 pass interference calls and a fade ball that was questionable catch. All right. But regardless, they got the ball started inside the 30. Another time that, you know, they got the ball inside our 25 when we quarterback shotgun snap right in his hands and he drops it, you know. That's a case where Emmanuel's trying to do too much. You know, he's still learning on the run and he thinks he can do everything. And he's got to learn that he's got to let the game come to him instead of try to take things over. And he dropped a snap, and you just can't do that. But he did it, and we gave him short field there. So our defense didn't play bad at all, but we had some poor tackling. And so to me, if it's poor tackling, it's coaching. So that's stuff that we can control and we got to fix, and I think we can fix it. So we got to go back and work on it.
Laverne is, again, you know, probably the best 1-2 team you're gonna, you know, that you'll play during a regular season. They showed a lot of guts on that 4th-and-1 and that kind of thing. And there's a case where 4th-and-1 on about the 30-yard line, and a lot of times they're not gonna make that, and they did. They did last night. It goes back to that snake bit kind of thing you were talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that part wasn't snake bit to me as much as it was. there's rarely times that you say, all right, your kids played hard, but they didn't want it as much. Laverne's kids wanted it more than ours last night. I thought that was evident. I thought their coaches wanted it more. I think, again, I think Coach Stevens did a better job of preparing his team than I did. That's the bottom line, and that's an easy thing to say, but that's the way I feel about it. Their kids – our kids played hard. I don't really know that there was many kids on our whole team that didn't give effort, but they just, you know, they had momentum from the outset, the start of the game after that fumbled punt, and it just kind of snowballed on us, and their kids responded very well. They had to make plays at certain times, and they did, and, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They played really hard, and I think our kids, one of the things they're having to understand is, you know, we can't rest on the past. We got to determine the present, you know, with what we do, and we can't worry about I guess what I'm saying is I think some of our kids think just because we're Oakland, we're going to go out and beat Laverne. That's not how it works. You know, that ain't how it works, and it shouldn't be that way. And I know what a struggle has been for Coach Stevens at Laverne, and, you know, obviously I don't want to lose to him, but I'm happy for him that, you know, I know that was a big victory for them last night, and they deserve to win it, you know. So I'm man enough to say that, and he did a better job. We got to get better.
Thomas McDaniel joining us here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. I want to talk a little bit about next week's game. You travel to Gallatin. We're going to be with you at Gallatin. And, Coach, this is a game where you learn this is what you want them to do, learn from this game, and get ready to play Gallatin.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to go back and work on the fundamentals. We spent a good portion of the late or early morning, I guess you could say, the early morning hours at 1 or 2 o'clock trying to decide do we have the best personnel on the field. I really don't think we can make many moves personnel-wise right now. I don't think it's the players. I just think it's the youth and our inability to get them coached up where we need to get them. So it's just so easy, you know. And, I mean, I'll be the first to say my coaching staff at Oakland does a great job. They're all very professional. They care about kids. But it's so easy to say, well, we're just not as good as we used to be at this spot, or we don't have these guys that we used to have. That, you know, we've got what we got. Now, we have to fix it. That's what we're paid to do. That's what we're here for. And we've just got to take the people. I really think we know who we've got to have the – who's got to get the ball, who's got to play on defense, all these things. We've just got to get them doing a better job. And, you know, again, not excuses, but we're just – you know, we're out of defensive tackle right now in Anthony Akers. He's a sophomore, but he should be starting. We're out an inside linebacker in Josh Smith. He's a sophomore, but he should be starting. You know, Fred's out. Trayvon Willis went out early in the game with an ankle. So, I mean, there's a multitude of things that are going on, and our kids could have laid down. The positive to me is we didn't lay down. I feel bad, really, more than anything, that I questioned our effort and our attitude in the game, and at the end I didn't know really where we were at as a team. And after I go back and look at the film, I don't think it's our kids. I think we've got to do a better job of getting them coached up. And so I think there's some things we can build on. I think that's probably why I don't have a problem getting up this morning, and I don't have a problem going back to work after 3 hours of sleep. It's because I think it's fixable. I mean, I really do. It's a matter of us being a little bit of a psychologist and handling our kids in the appropriate manner and making sure that we have enough of them believe them. And I really do. I think we got enough that believe. Obviously, this is going to be a huge game for us, and it's a must win going into Blackman. But I think there's progress that can be made, and I really think that we've got a core group of kids that are going to continue to fight for Oakland High School.
Well, and I sometimes think, too, Coach, we get wrapped up in – you know, we're in game three. You know,
yeah,
it's a long season, yeah. And you know, reel off a few wins and things look brighter.
Right.
You know,
there's a lot of football to play.
Yeah, it's just you can't just keep concentrating on one game, and you've got that's exactly what you said. So, tell us just a little bit. I don't know if you know much about Gallatin, but tell us just a little bit before I let you go this morning about Gallatin.
A lot of similarities to Laverne, actually. I mean, they're pretty simplistic on offense. They're going to run the football, some two tight end stuff, a lot of two back. You know, probably not as an explosive a tailback. I don't know. The tailback's a good player, too. So, I mean, Laverne's tailback last night did a great job, I thought. And Gallatin's very similar to Laverne in a lot of ways, offensively and defensively. They're going to be athletic, you know. again, I think right now for us offensively, we're on worst enemy. No offense to anybody that we've played, but nobody stopped us yet. We've stopped ourselves, and that's because we're playing a lot of sophomores and juniors. But solid football team. It'll be a great place to go play a football game. I know it's got a lot of history. You know, that stadium and a lot of football tradition. So, you know, it'll take our best effort, and I think we'll take our best effort up to Gallatin, and we'll see what happens.
I know that you will, and I know you also believe in this. You're not really worried about Gallatin. You're worried about what your guys are going to do.
Yeah, we just got to worry about Oakland right now, and I think our kids understand that, and we will. We're going to get better next week, and you're going to see improvement from Oakland High School.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we'll see it again now. I don't want you to think radio was a problem last night. Don't.
No, hey, no.
We're still behind you, pal.
It isn't radio.
Coach Thomas McDaniel, and tell that baby I said hi.
Thank you.
All right, Thomas McDaniel, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots, and they will be traveling to Gallatin. WGNS will be there for that game, and our pregame show starts at 6:30, and the game will be at 7 from Gallatin. And as Coach McDaniel said, a lot of history at Gallatin. It's a great place to play some football, and we haven't been there in a while, and we're looking forward to that. When we continue here, Coach Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles will join us here as the Prentice House of Heating and Air Coach's Corner continues from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. You know what? They're still serving breakfast. Come on down.